Chapter 110, Section 110-80 of the Code of Sussex County to add equivalent dwelling units as a method of calculating sewer or water assessments.
Thank you, Mr. President. In your packet was the ordinance for possible introduction. As you recall, in April, Council supported state legislation to add a method of calculation using unit pricing based off of equivalent dwelling units for billing assessment debt to Title IX of state code. The attached ordinance modifies Chapter 110 of the County Code. This section of the code encompasses water and sewer utilities. This ordinance, similar to the legislation passed at the state level a couple of months ago, simply adds equivalent dwelling units as a method of calculating sewer and water assessments. I'm just looking for an introduction today.
So moved.
Do we have to read the title first, Mr. Moore? You got a short title.
An ordinance to amend the Chapter 110, Section 110-88 of the Code of Sussex County to add equivalent dwelling units as a method of calculating sewer or water assessments.
Mr. Cole introduces it.
Second.
Next, Ed Engdahl, Rescue One Incorporated, Memorandum of Understanding.
Good morning, Mr. President, members of Council. Thank you for the opportunity to present you a motion to approve a Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex County EMS and Rescue One to become an approved American Heart Association training site. This MOU will save the county approximately $8,000 per year for services that we are currently outsourcing. It will allow us to better teach our staff and develop our own pool of instructors, and will allow us in the future to offer American Heart Association training to the employees of Sussex County and the public at large. The document has been reviewed by our county attorney. With your permission, may I read the motion?
Please read your motion, sir.
If it pleases the council, be it moved that Sussex County Council approves the Memorandum of Understanding between Sussex County and Rescue One Incorporated to become an American Heart Association training site.
Pleasure, council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett. Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett.
Absolutely, yes, and thank you.
Mr. Burton.
Thank you,
absolutely.
Sir.
Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
I'll be at motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Good job. Thank you, sir.
Yep.
Dan Parsons.
Continued.
Historic Preservation Planner, Esquire himself.
Esquire.
Woodland School Restoration Update and Lease Agreement.
Thank you for your time. I just want to give you a brief update on the progress of the restoration project of the Woodland One Room Schoolhouse, a little history, and then moving forward, as well as a lease agreement that we're going to be entering into with, hopefully, with the Woodland One Room Schoolhouse Association. Again, so a little history, and then the phase one restoration. You know, it sits at the Woodland Park in Woodland, and I guess when we were doing the inventory of the site, we discovered it was talking to the community, we discovered that the previous owners had moved a one-room schoolhouse to the site. And doing, we've done some more research, but in 1868 on the atlas, you can see it's called Cannon's Ferry, the neighborhood of the hamlet and the Nicholson tract. There was a house there that sat there previously, and the ferry boat captain moved the schoolhouse. I'll be going through that. And you can see just a representation of one-room schoolhouses in the area. Every few miles, there was a schoolhouse. And I guess after we started in 1919, rather, we did a Delaware state school system, these sites were abandoned and replaced with more modern structures. So they're very rare now, but at one time, they were every few miles.
That's called the head wasn't, head walk.
I'm sorry?
That's called the head walk.
Yes, they did. That was the law.
They had no
that's
buses
right.
In.
Sam remembers that because yeah, he attended. Right. He was attending one of them.
You heard Mr. Cole reference earlier about attending school in Seaford?
Yes.
He attended this school.
All right. Maybe you're in the class photo here.
Yeah.
So that's a picture of the school from 1904.
Mike was there too. He's being funny, but he was there too.
President of the class there too.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, right.
So most likely to succeed.
Yeah.
And here he is today.
There you go. Well, I bet that wasn't the case.
So we're doing some research on the school, on the property. There's a photograph in the archives of the schoolhouse before it was moved. And then there's a class picture provided by Mr. Jack Knowles, and there's a picture of his father from the class of 1929.
Wow.
I think that's George Cole.
No, it was little Sam Wilson.
So the ferry boat captain, the captain of the ferry moved the schoolhouse to the site in the 30s and converted it into a bungalow. And then in the 1990s, it was converted into a golf course clubhouse, a 14-hole golf course. And again,
that's a piece of land we bought, I think.
When we purchased it, that's the first floor plan. There's roughly three bathrooms and a conference room, and kitchen was added on in the 90s, and the front portion of the house was turned into a pro shop. And then the second floor had three large bedrooms, and then the basement was a full basement underneath. So a group of people stepped up in the community and formed an association around this project. And then we had a group of volunteers, five men from the community, basically come in to do most of the work. So the work started in earnest on June 5th of this year and finished last Friday for the first phase of the project.
Okay.
I just want to say So Mr. Rieger is here, and Mr. Steinbus, who is the president of the association, Mr. Kevin Phillips, and Mr. Bill Collison. Mr. Breeding could not be here today, but he was a big help as well. So on the first day, we started tearing out all the materials. It ended up being about 30 tons of material. And all the drywall that we ripped out, some portions had three layers. We had to take Mr. Rieger, transported all that to the dump free of charge. And so we just went in and started tearing out and then pulling sections off as we cut them off, revealing the schoolhouse. I was I was convinced it was finally, I was still not fully convinced it was a school until we started tearing into the top section and revealed the vestibule in the rear. And then, as you'll see, so then pull the roof off and put purlings on, and then had to put a support wall in the basement to support the rear wall of the school, and then new rafter system. We ordered rough cut lumber from a local lumber mill, and then put in the new rafter system. And then Kevin was so happy on the day that the roof was finished because we had to level it out. It was just a huge dip. It just took weeks to get it straight, and they worked very hard to get that roof straight on the school. And then backfilled. It took about 30-some cubic yards of dirt to fill the rear. And again, I'll bring up, so this is what it looked like on Friday. So the front portion, the original siding is there from the schoolhouse, and on the corner is the original beading. And I'll bring up Mrs. Stein, but she's really the... came to me, and we started working on this project some time ago, but there's going to be other phases. And I guess at the end of the day, the plan is, the lease agreement is to have the group manage the quarter acre around the site and interpret education in one-room schoolhouses in the county. And I guess I got to working on this, and the more I thought about it, the more rare the structure has become. I talked to the SHPO about it, and the only other one-room schoolhouse that we can think of is the Goblin School, other than this one. So it is a pretty important structure. And again, one room schoolhouses where a lot of our grandparents and such went to school. They were every few miles, and now they're just a rare thing. And at the end of the day, this is what the Goblin School looks like. So that's where the plans to phase three restoration. The next phase would be restoring the exterior, adding the vestibule and the bell tower. We have the original bell that was donated by Mrs. Jameson, whose father built the house. And we have demolishing the steps. We found the inkwell inside the concrete steps. I guess everything was reused there, too, and we tried to reuse as much as we could. Ms. Dimas could come up, and she'll tell you about what they're going to do in the future and what they plan to do with education.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Donna Tate Steinbus, and I'm a 30-year veteran of Indian River School District. So history is really important to me. The kids are important to me, plus my grandkids. I would like to give them something. When Mr. Knowles and I were talking, he says, oh, that's the old schoolhouse. I thought, okay, but, you know, not sure. But I want to thank you, the Sussex County Council, for partnering with the Woodland Schoolhouse Association to complete it. After we found it, Now we're completing it. We have completed phase one of the restoration and preservation of the schoolhouse, and you saw phase one. Our history is who we are and where we came from. A small one-room schoolhouse was important in our education system. It allowed education of people to grow and develop. In phase two, that involves bringing the structure back to its original glory. And we're very fortunate, Margaret Mitchell was kind of the spearhead for the Godwin Schoolhouse, and they have a lot of artifacts that we'll never be able to find because there isn't really anyone left that's going to the school. But Mr. Knowles has saved a lot of things, like the sink and the top of the desk, so it'll be coming back. Through festivals, donations, and grants, we hope to make this transition complete. September 30th, we're having a festival to help with some money donations and things like that. In phase three will be the interior completion of the 1900s era where the school was. This will enable field trips for teachers and their students to study the communities that make up Delaware by doing a profile study of the community, how important the school was, and the development, and of course the impact of the Nanticoke River. We are partnering with the FFA of Seaford High School under direction of Matt Cohey. Our plan is for the FFA students to come out to the area and study environmental, horticultural, and earth studies to enhance their classwork, so to really do hands-on. I will be in talks with the Seaford School District Board and the fourth grade teachers, offering them field trips. These trips will be based on their standards in history, geography, and literature, which our life is ruled by the standards. I am currently writing their curriculum as a hands-on extension of their classroom. Even if the schoolhouse is not completed by the fall of 2018, they will still be invited to come out for field trips. We'll rig up something, but it'll work. Plus, my grandkids are in fourth grade next year, so that'll help. Our objectives are not to make it a museum, but a building that can be used as a classroom for students to go back in time. A meeting place for the community. We are small, we're a hamlet, but we could use that. A focal point of the park, it will be the schoolhouse, which we're very proud of. The gentlemen that worked mainly, now the women went out every now and then to support, but the gentlemen spent over 2,000 volunteer hours, which I thought was phenomenal, and they worked in 100-degree weather some days, so that was great. I'm very fortunate to have a very supportive association. There's 10 of us, and we hope to grow and advertise ourselves through the festival. And there again, I want to thank you. It's just a beginning, but it is a beginning, and we have saved another part of Delaware, especially in western Sussex County, which people have a tendency to forget that we're there. We are. There's more on West. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Donna.
Mike, you mentioned two old schoolhouses, correct?
Yes.
Well, there's one actually in Redden, the one my father went to.
In Redden?
There's another one in Nutter Marbles Museum. Has to be the four-foot one.
Oh, okay. The one that's at Nutter's.
Right.
Oh, okay. Didn't know that.
An old schoolhouse at Nutter Marbles.
Okay.
Mr. President, can I ask one question real quick?
Sure, Mr. Arlett.
So, congratulations, by the way. I think it's a great testament of community involvement and just coming together.
What a great,
it's kind of exciting, actually. But I would be curious, as you move forward and have it be beyond just a building of what was once one, you know, where we educated our kids, are you going to use it also as the opportunity to teach today's youth and the future youth of how we used to teach?
Yes.
Of how and what was taught.
Yes.
What was taught and how we taught.
Yes.
Back in the day versus where we are today. Is
yes,
that something you guys are looking at?
And that's one of the main things, for the kids to come out, sit in desks the way they are. We've been collecting books and things from that period, and
okay.
That's what we hope to. In the fourth grade studies, they study all of Delaware from back to up, and education is a component of that. They talk about it, they read about it, but they don't really have a hands-on, and that's what we plan to do.
And you're going to teach the 3 R's, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
Like we used to do in the old days.
Have a Bible in the building.
Teach them penmanship. That's all I care about.
That's why I have Tarpon Very good. Because of teaching handwriting.
Yeah.
And now we don't do it anymore. But can I introduce my...
Yes, sir, please
yes.
do.
My group, please stand.
The group.
Our group.
The group. Your group. Everybody stand up.
Bill, Kevin.
Come on. Thank you very much.
This is Mrs. Sue Reed. And her husband, Ron, is also helping. Donna Angel, Wanda Miller, Charles and Charlie, and Hildegard Rager. I would say that wrong. My husband, Carl, Kevin Phillips, and Bill Collison. They've been wonderful.
And Ron Breeding.
And Ron Reading, who couldn't be here tonight.
Okay. The dog group.
Well, thank you all very
thank
much.
You.
Thank you for all your hard work.
Congratulations.
I have been out there on occasion and visited.
Yes,
I did not do any of the work, but I did visit. And I tell you, it's really quite impressive to see a group of volunteers feel passionate about something and get that involved. That's something to benefit that community. It's a great thing. So I think it's something the county is certainly glad to participate in and help with. And also, as a sidebar of that, I'm told that while they're working out there almost every day, somebody's walking those trails out there.
Oh, yes.
It's another good thing. So,
good.
But thank you all very much for what you have done and will continue to do.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I have a short motion.
Well, please read your short motion.
Be it moved that Sussex County Council hereby authorizes a lease of the quarter acre of the Woodland Park and the site of the Woodland One Room Schoolhouse to the Woodland Schoolhouse Association for an initial term of 10 years with 2 5-year renewals for the express use of restoring the schoolhouse and use for educational purposes.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlette.
Second.
Second, Mr. Cole. Questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlette?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir, and
thank you
all very much for all you're doing.
Thank you.
John Ashman.